With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, I'm Sarah Bivens.
And I'm Matthew Bivens.
And this is the Doing It at Home podcast, the only podcast dedicated to empowering, loving, and honest conversations around home birth. What started as a fun way for us to document our own home birth journey has turned into a platform for sharing birth stories, resources, and education with the goal of empowering mamas and families to make the birth decisions that work best for them.
Plus, we get into the antics, breakdowns, and breakthroughs of our own experience of marriage and parenthood.
All right, you ready, babe?
Yep, let's do it, mama.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. I'm Sarah Bivens, and with me is my husband, Matthew Bivens.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi, how are you?
I'm cool. I'm warm.
Yeah, it's nice and toasty in here. We blasted up the heat before hopping in here because it got cold again.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees over the weekend, and then now it's 40.
I feel like that's one of the things we always talk about in our intro, and I wonder weather. If people are like, okay, we get it. It gets hot, it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets cold.
Yeah, maybe we should think of other things to intro with.
Well, we did have a really cool day yesterday. I wanted to talk about that for a second. We went to Bloom 2018 here in Atlanta, hosted by Atlanta City Moms blog. And it was really cool. They asked me to be a part of their panel discussion, not be a part, but to MC and moderate the panel discussion of some really cool people that range from chiropractor, midwife, pediatric nurses, lactation specialist. And it was a great event for mamas to check out vendors of, you know, different baby and pregnancy, postpartum gear and services and things like that. And Bloom happens around the country in different cities. So if you go online and check out and see if you have a Bloom event coming to you, near you, whatever. I've talked to other mamas who have Boston, I think Minneapolis. I could be incorrect with that one, but somewhere in the Midwest. And yeah, so it's just a great opportunity to connect with other mamas-to-be, and we had a lot of fun being in that space. You were one of three dudes that were there, one of three men.
Yeah, I think there was about 60 people there, and I was one of three dudes.
Holding it down.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was fun.
Representing.
Got to represent for the fellows, for the fathers, for the partners.
Yeah. Totally. So it got me inspired, and I know you as well, for us to have some sort of event gathering conversation live episode, who knows, but something like that for us in the future in Atlanta. Obviously that would probably be the first place we give it a go, because that's where we are, but there
who
could
knows?
Be a Doing It at Home tour coming near you.
I think live episode would be awesome. I think talking about some of the things that come up when you're, you know, preparing for birth and then afterwards that aren't talked about a whole lot. I mean, you mentioned, you know, on the panel yesterday, how, and actually it's probably what we're going to get into a little bit today. There's so much focus on external things, like your bag, like the supplies you have, like all this stuff, but there's not a whole lot of focus on the internal state.
Yeah.
And just showing up powerfully and how you flow when things don't go the way that you might think, or how you can tap into your breathing to overcome discomfort. You know, I remember one of the panelists yesterday, she actually said the bag thing. She's like, your bag, you know, it's done. Leave it alone. Like, your bag's fine. Go and prepare your body. Go and prepare your mind. because that's not talked about a whole lot. So that could be something that we do in our world tour.
World tour. I love it. Mm. It'd be so cool. Awesome. Well, that's a great segue. You said the preparation for this conversation, and this is kind of our, I don't want to say ultimate because it makes it sound kind of like a car car dealership ad or something. But
how would you say it if it was a car dealer ad?
The ultimate doing it at home, home birth preparation checklist. Come on down.
Kind of sound like a monster truck rally.
That's
because
that's how some of the, because they're selling trucks, a lot of them. You know, so fun fact about Sarah, when we first moved to Atlanta, my first job was with a more traditional marketing and advertising agency that did a lot of work primarily for car dealerships and car brands. And so I was all day seeing those commercials and just hearing that copy and those advertisements for like 0% APR finance, blah, 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 MSRP. And I was just like, oh my God.
You were the one who actually would record the ones that are super fast, right?
No, that was not me. I was not a voiceover. Those were outsourced. Although, another super fun fact, no one in our office spoke or understood Spanish, and I would say I'm proficient. I'm not 100% fluent. However, the script was already written for this ad they needed recorded, and they needed it like that day, so they couldn't order it, you know, from our voiceover people. And so somewhere in Arizona, for a time, there was an ad running with my voice reading Spanish in it. Pretty cool.
That's an awesome claim to fame.
Not too many people can say that. Yeah, I'm going to tell Maya about that one for sure.
That's awesome.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Anyways, okay, so back to this. Doing it at home, home birth preparation checklist. And it might not be what you expect as far as a traditional checklist of things, because we already kind of alluded to, yes, there's some supply aspect and there's gear and there's tangible things, but then there's other stuff too.
And the other stuff is the stuff that I like.
Juicy.
I mean, you need the supplies.
You do. It's important. Yeah. We needed a few supplies at our birth.
And so let's go through it. Why don't you just list off the supplies, and then what do we have there? What are the four categories?
Supplies, ambiance, preparing with your partner, and preparing yourself.
Mm, cool. So let's just like run through the supplies because
we'll skim through this. So this is stuff you can obviously, you know, Google, or we can post this list for you. I think it'd be great. We'll post this.
Put in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. So you can just see it in its full glory. So you're not there having to write everything down that I'm saying or pull over the car and type it on your phone. But we'll skim through it. So first and foremost, your birth kit. This is if you're doing a home birth. This is probably a kit that your midwife or care practitioner has prepared ahead of time and has kind of what's the word that I want? Like ordered everything in, and either you order the kit already because they've added all the supplies that you need in there, or they themselves provide it to you. So that's all stuff you can work out with them. But that's going to include things like your adult diapers, cool pads, sanitary pads, a peri bottle for postpartum cleansing, sterile gloves, and anything that they might need as well that they're not bringing with their equipment.
Which, by the way, they bring a ton of equipment.
They bring a lot of stuff.
Like duffel bags worth of equipment and all sorts of stuff, which blew my mind when they showed up at our house the morning that Maya was born with all their gear. It was nice.
Yeah. So this is a pre-made assembled kit. And I remember when it got delivered to our house, I opened it up. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. All this stuff. It's like, I remember all the pads and the gauze and the everything in sterile packaging, which again, a lot of people have this conception of home birth that it's just, It's out in the pastures.
Or it's going to be delivered in like a wicker basket and there's just tumbleweed all over it.
Yeah.
Okay. So beyond that kit, there are some things that could be very helpful in the experience. And I'm just going to kind of list them off if you want to stop me at any point or if you have a burning interjection on any of the items, please let me know.
My only request is that you do it as like a car sales ad in one breath.
Can't do it. Can't do that. Okay. Bottle of unopened oil, and this could be for a perineal massage. We used organic cold pressed unfiltered olive oil. Mm-hmm. That was what our midwife suggested. A fitted mattress protector, garbage bags, like at least 5-6 varying in sizes too, small and large, I would recommend. Raw organic honey. You can use that actually as an antiseptic for any possible tearing. Happened at our birth, and what I would do is pour the honey into the pads that I was using, and you know,
I remember doing that for you for those first few days. I was pouring honey into a pad.
Very helpful in healing and recovery. At least 2 sets of clean sheets, at least 4 or 5 blankets, at least 4 or 5 washcloths, at least 4 towels. Towels, I would emphasize towels, like lots of just because what for whatever to put down on the floor to cover you, to cover baby when baby arrives, you know, if there's water element involved.
Yeah, if you're
just
using water,
you really can't have enough towels. I would just put that out there.
And you know, I don't like maybe if a dad or a partner is listening, they're like, towels, what the heck is there's a geyser going on? No, I mean, we had a pool there, and so you know, you every time that you would get in and out of the pool, there'd be a trail of water, and we used towels with the different food and drink. You know, we just had towels there, and instead of having a bunch of paper towels, and then just the normal. I mean, it's an experience that's going on for a number of hours, so you might use towels, like Sarah said, on your knees. It's not necessarily to clean up bodily fluids,
right? Yeah. Also, fun thing, we touched on some of this stuff. So if you're like, some of this gear and like whatever sounds familiar, that would be if you're a longtime listener, because in episode 14, if you can believe that, back in single digits teen days, 14, we did an episode called Is Home Birth Messy? And so that's where we talked about some of the gear and supplies that would be a great idea to have. And that,
yeah,
you know, home birth doesn't have to be perceived as messy. That doesn't mean messes don't happen, but on the whole, the experience is not a mess.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't say ours was.
Yeah, definitely not. Next, extra pillows. Again, just for your comfort, depending on the positions you want to be in birth, all sorts of stuff like that. Next one's a big one, food, groceries.
Yeah.
I would recommend, based on our experience and other women we've talked to on the show, to just keep the fridge stocked as you get closer and closer.
Like that
and
last week.
Past guest date, because you don't want to have to send someone out like your husband or, you know, birth team member to go get groceries if you need them there and want them there during active labor.
Yeah. And here's the thing with us, you know, labor didn't start till 10 p.m.
Right.
So if we didn't have groceries, we would kind of be SOL because everything was closed. So just have some stuff on hand. And what were some of the things that you recommend?
Fresh fruits and vegetables. Easy things for, you know, quick energy in labor. Juice, no orange juice, too acidic during that process. Wait for orange juice until after delivery. But, you know, fresh juices, water, lots and lots of water, high quality water, great water. I would recommend, you know, like alkaline water if you can get it or buy it or whatever. Coconut water is awesome. I drank a lot of that during labor. And whatever nutrient dense foods that you would want in a long workout or a marathon. So anything like that. I had the only thing I ate, I will say, despite recommending all of this food, is like half of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because I just really wasn't that interested in eating.
Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of the moms we've talked to just aren't interested in eating once labor starts.
Right.
But if you go for, you know, 6-12 hours, like, or even longer, you want to make sure that you're getting something.
For sure.
And smoothies. This is stuff.
Yeah, and smoothies would be great.
And this is stuff that you also talked about with your midwife and, you know, your healthcare provider. But just from our experience, you know, like right now, what's big in our house is Lara bars.
Oh yeah,
right. So
I love those.
We didn't have those though when you were in labor. That might have been a good idea because they're small and you get, you know, some nuts and fruits in there and it's all natural. So things that, you know, you don't want to be eating a huge meal probably. So things that pack a lot of punch in a small bite are going to be great.
Nice. Yep. That's food. And the last two things, if you want it, a birth pool. great to have that ahead of time and test it out a few days before to make sure there's no holes or anything and, you know, blow it up early enough in labor, active labor, if you do want to use it.
Yeah. And with the birth pool, there's a couple things you might want to consider as well. First, with ours, we used a camping pump, like a camping pump that plugs into the cigarette lighter of a car. And that helped to blow the birth pool up in a couple of minutes as opposed to like a hand pump. And I would go outside and I tested blowing it up at least once before birthday arrived. And then when labor did start, I went back outside and I pumped up the pool. So that's one of them. The second thing that we needed, and again, our midwives told us about this, was an adapter, a hose adapter for our sink. And so this allowed me to screw the hose into the faucet in the sink. And without the little adapter thing that I bought from Home Depot for like $2, without that, I wouldn't have been able to use it in our sink. And then the last thing was a hose that was long enough. And so those are just things that were great with our birth pool. Sometimes you might want to get a liner. We've seen like they sell these liners that you can use. But yeah. Oh, and then there was an underwater pump that would pump the water out.
Oh, yeah, so you could empty it.
Yeah, so you can actually empty it because you don't want to have to figure out how to empty this pool.
That would have been damn near impossible in our room.
We would have just been dumping buckets of water
out the window.
So a reverse pump. And again, all of this stuff, our midwives instructed us where to get it.
To help you.
Yeah, they're there to help you. So we're just sharing some of the things that might come up in conversation.
Yes. And last thing to this list, and of course, you can add anything of your own that you want in your birth that is not on this list. But the last thing that we had, but didn't necessarily get used the way we thought it would or intended, was a birth ball. So like a big yoga ball.
Yeah, yoga ball.
I never sat on it during any part of labor, but you sat on it.
I did.
Behind me as I pushed and when Maya was born. So even if you don't end up using it, someone else might be able to use it as a seat.
And it was just a yoga ball.
Yeah.
Like that same yoga ball ended up living in our house for the next 18 months. We just donated it to our gym.
Fun fact about that. So I was training two clients the other day and they were like, oh, that's a big yoga ball because it's a larger one.
It's a huge
one.
And
I said, yeah, we bought it for my home birth. And they just both looked at me like, oh my God. And I was like, don't worry. I didn't sit on it. Like I didn't end up using it. So
there's placenta all over it.
You're fine. You'll be okay. But just that terror and shock in their faces for those first few seconds was really worth it.
That's great.
Anyway, okay, so that's the gear type of stuff. Moving into the scene and the environment, the ambiance. So I'm going to list them off first, and then if you want to add anything to them, cool. Go ahead. But music, lighting, affirmations, any sort of artwork or focal point or decor that you want, and then any special clothing or you want to be wearing. That could kind of be in the first one too, like the gear kind of list. But I think what you're wearing sets the scene as well. So interchangeable there. But those are the things as far as setting up the scene and the space that you want.
Cool. I think it's great. I think with the music, you know, that was something that I didn't really think about until we got later on. But, you know, you're going to be flowing through those pressure waves and you're going to be just in the zone. It's great to have whatever type of music gets you in the zone. It might be some serene spa music, some meditative music. Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever it is, but it's just a cool thing that I think can really enhance the environment just by creating your playlist.
Yeah, and it's cool to see out on social media the variation of women from like, you know, the meditative kind of Enya type music. They're just like sitting in their birth pool and up to girls like twerking it to Chris Brown in the delivery room. Like you see that.
Yeah, we
like,
saw that video.
Kind of dance the baby out and I love it. So be open to any of what works for you. Maybe you go in with a bunch of playlists made and then you're like, bump this. I can't be listening to anything right now. I want silence. And that's completely fine. I would say if you are going to be using Pandora or Google Play or Spotify or anything like that, splurge for the paid version because you definitely don't want to be hearing. This seems to be the
car
thing.
Ads.
Car ads in the middle
Sarah's
of your birth.
Spanish car
yeah,
ad.
Yeah, you
in the
don't want
of your birth.
That. So I'll just put that out there, like splurge for the upgrade or get the month trial or whatever.
That's funny.
The lighting, you know, do with what works for you. It also will depend on the time of day, but things like candles. We had LED little tea candle lighting.
Yeah, those
things,
were great.
Because they don't blow out. And
you don't have to worry about wax. You don't have to worry
about
fire. You don't have to worry about them going out. And so we actually have a bunch of them, and now they're Maya's toys. So they're great. Just set them around the house. And we also purchased some, like, they weren't Christmas lights, but just like decorative string lights.
White lights,
Yeah, from Target. And kind of had them all over the room. And it was great. It
beautiful.
Just made, oh, it was super beautiful. It was just, because, you know, we labored through the night.
Yes.
And so that lighting was awesome. And we still have them on our bed.
I love it. It's so pretty.
Yeah, we kept that stuff. Is that when we first put them up? Was for...
I think so.
Yeah.
To repair. And then we were just like, this is nice.
And
let's
we
leave
kept it.
It. Yeah.
So we have
white lights.
Provides a
little soft lighting at night before we go to sleep and we can read with it or whatever. Cool. So that's lighting. Affirmations. To each your own and what works for you. A lot of women write out affirmations or purchase, you know, I don't even know what to call it. Like little
note
pieces.
Cards?
Yeah, like note cards or papers or like tapestry type things to put on the wall. So things like that. Also,
you could Google search that as well. Or go
there
to
are
Pinterest.
Specific birth. Like on Etsy shops and things like that. You can buy very specific birth affirmations.
I think it's awesome to have different affirmations around your room. Again, like you said, things to focus on, just reminders. I love that. We didn't really do that.
We didn't have affirmations on the wall. What we did, which was the next point, was anything you just want on the wall in general or in the room. You bought me a canvas print of Gustav Klimt's The Kiss, which I love and was there for me to look at different points in time.
Yeah.
And, you know, lastly, I put special clothes or undergarments. So some women like to be covered up during their labor. Some don't. Maybe you want like a special bra or bralette or something to be wearing if you have a birth photographer there. Not that you need to dress up for this occasion. Anyone needs you to look any type of way, but how you want to feel. Exactly. So if that's, you know, there for you, look into that and see what.
What's a bralette?
Just the type of bra that basically doesn't have like a cup or padding kind of thing. I'm pretty sure. I'm not the world's expert on bras. I wear them 50% of the time, maybe even a little less.
I wear them 0% of the time. So a normal bra is cupped and padded and a bralette just doesn't. So it's kind of like a training bra or like a, not a training bra, but like a.
You could maybe say that in terms of how it looks. It's not a sports bra, which you would call sports bras training bras
up until
last year.
I always do.
So anyway, I think the women know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think they get it.
Cool.
But thank you for wanting to be more informed.
I just had to give the voice of the other side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody out there was like, what's a bralette?
I don't think so. I think they get it. Okay. Last two things are probably... the bigger ones. And this might be like a jumping off point for more episodes around this stuff, which I'm open to that possibility. So in the interest of that, let's just kind of give some of our juiciest thoughts and feelings on it. One being preparation with your partner and then two with yourself. And I think at times they're going to interweave. Like you could look at it kind of like a Venn diagram on you're doing inner work together in the center there. And then there's stuff you're doing. There's stuff your birth partner or partner is doing. Because I think you mentioned this at the top of the episode, you're going to get all the gear. You're going to do the class. You're going to read the book. You're going to do those things. And the tools and the gear and the tangible items are great. And they get you to a certain point and they assist with making life easier. But how you're relating to everything, how you and your partner are communing and communicating, that is what's going to be more sustainable and assist you with all variations and stages of pregnancy, birth, parenthood, beyond.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's going to have, I think, the biggest impact.
Yeah.
You know, because things, you could have a great intention on how you want your birth to flow, how you envision it. You and I envisioned walking around the neighborhood. We envisioned dancing and it didn't happen that way at all.
Didn't happen.
And so you just have to flow. And so your ability to flow, your ability to tap in and find some joy in the face of circumstance, to find some peace and ease in the face of discomfort, you know, that's really going to help your overall experience.
Yeah. And to trust in each other and to have, I love how you said flow and just be in the space of the process. If that makes any sense and communicate, I think, you know, how you interact with each other in your birth is very related to how you interact with each other in life, and you can kind of mirror those things. And so just doing that dance of what works for you, how the partner can be supportive, you know, and talk about these things, like talk about all the scenarios, talk about how you think you want to be related to, and then be open to how that might shift. You know, you did something come up for you? You had like a light bulb looking
face. Yeah, light bulb was, let's get specific. Let's talk about like some very specific things people can do.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So one that came up for me to create that trust between the partners, go to the things together.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
It's a great idea.
For dads and partners, go to the appointments. And when you go to the appointments, don't just sit there like a lump. Ask questions. Ask questions and engage, because that goes a very long way with making, you know, the mom to be feel like you are a part of the experience and you're invested in the experience. So when you go to the midwife appointments, when you go to your OB appointments, ask questions, you know, come with questions. Say, listen, I want to get these 2, 3, 4 things answered. And, you know, allow yourself to be vulnerable, right? Because that builds trust between partners. So vulnerability might look like talking about your fears. It's okay. You know, we don't have to, as men, we don't have to think that if we mention a fear that our wife, our girlfriend, our partner is going to think any less of us, is going to now believe that we can't handle ourselves, that we aren't the men that they need us to be. That's not it at all. Talk about those things. Share what your nerves are, you know, because there's so much strength in doing that. And those, that sort of sharing and that sort of vulnerability truly bonds people together.
I love that you said that and brought up the V word, because I'm sure this isn't this way for every woman, but I'm just gonna put a guess out there that a lot of women feel vulnerable in the space of pregnancy and in birth preparation. I mean, you're physically becoming vulnerable in a sense. You need help for certain things. Like you're moving into that space, I think, of accepting some of that vulnerability, most women.
Mm-hmm.
And then the male's side of that, I could see them feeling like it's the time for them to be even less vulnerable than usual, because they're probably taking on some of that energetic stuff to support mama in all of that. So they might feel like it's perceived as weakness or whatever, that they can't handle the situation, to shed some of that vulnerability. So I love that you said that, because this isn't the time, partners and men and whatever, to you know, puff up and hide some of that.
Yeah, and go inward.
Yeah, no, this is not the time. It's actually the time to embrace all of that.
Yeah.
I just love that you mentioned that, because I feel like there could be this perceived fear that you have to put on a good show and you have to be taking care of everything because, you know, your partner's going through pregnancy and preparing for birth.
Totally. And that's how I, as a man, have thought about so many things, that the household finances, the direction that we're taking our family into, all sorts of stuff. I feel like it's my responsibility to figure out. But in this birth journey, I mean, you're there to be a solid rock for them, right? The stuff that you keep inside, the things that you don't process, those just create holes and pores in your rock. And so anytime that I brought a question to our midwives, anytime that I brought a question to one of our support team, that solidified me more. So that when we got into situations, when things didn't go the way we were planned, I was able to just stay solid. So for example, when Maya came out and they noticed you were bleeding and you stood up and the blood just hit the floor and they moved you to the bed, you know, I saw what was happening, I registered what was happening, and I knew that this is my time to be solid for you. And so I remember putting myself in between you and the midwives, just like I leaned over your belly so that you didn't see what was going on, and I just looked at you and I affirmed you. And had I not done this internal work, and had we not done the work together, I may have just been sitting at the back of the room like freaking out. And then you see my fear and you become more fearful and your blood pressure spikes. You know what I mean? Like all of that stuff.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected. And so for partners, I think it's just great to show up for as many of the things as you can. I know everybody can't be there always.
Yeah.
But if you can't go to appointments, then, you know, grab a book and bring questions from the book to your wife, to your spouse, to your, you know, your girlfriend, and say, oh, wow, I was reading this book about XYZ and I found this interesting. I mean, tell me, how big of a deposit into your emotional tank would it be? What was it, or would it be, for me to come to you and say, I was reading this birth book and I found this interesting?
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, it's huge.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Turn on. It's, you know, you being invested in the process and committed to the experience. And that's amazing. And I think for myself, I needed some of that along the way, because you can isolate yourself in pregnancy and in birth preparation. You think you're the only one going through it at times.
Yeah.
So,
especially if you, right in that moment, are the only person who's pregnant in your friend group.
Right. Yeah.
Then you know, you're like, wow, I really am the only person going through this. How can I relate?
Yeah.
And then you got a partner who's saying, oh, I found this app that can track the size of the baby through the, you know, through the next 9 months. Like, that stuff.
Like, you are the hottest man alive. Yeah.
You know, and so that's how partners can show up. And so some of the things that you and I did together, midwife appointments we did together, we both read books. I read books from the father's perspective. You read other books.
You did hypno babies with me.
Hypno babies together. And that there was a lot of, like, the partners are huge in hypno babies. There's a lot of things that we read. There's a lot of space that we hold. There's a lot of different things that we do to help make mama feel more comfortable. Working on the nursery together. What are some other things that we did?
Walked and exercised, things like that.
Yeah.
Like, you would take me through walks through the neighborhood, helping
and
me,
we would
especially
do lunges
towards
together
the end of pregnancy. And, yeah, lunges to kind of encourage my downward and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so just being a part of everything.
Yeah.
Even if it was something I didn't want to do, I will be so honest with you, 90% of those hypnobirthing things we did in the middle of the night, I was so tired, because some of those passages were long. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm doing this for Sarah. I'm doing this for baby Maya. I get that I'd rather be sleeping right now and I don't really want to do it, but you still do it.
Yeah. I think it paid off.
Yeah. I think it paid off tremendously. So that's the partner stuff. Any other partner stuff?
I think that's great. I mean, some more might come up, and you listeners, if anything comes up for you or you have questions around anything specifically that we mentioned, like how to expand upon that. Like I said, I think this could be more, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm seeing kind of like a series like fall before my eyes in terms of all this stuff that we can get into.
What about the individual stuff?
Individual stuff. I think in pregnancy, it's this extraordinary time to learn more about yourself as a woman, as a goddess, and expand that through everything that you do. What do I think are some specific things to do as far as inner work goes to prepare for pregnancy? They may, a lot of them, be things that you wouldn't think are part of pregnancy prep per se, like explicitly, because it's beyond pregnancy.
Such as?
Meditation itself. I mean, yes, you could, that could be one that easily kind of segues in there, because you could argue meditation helps with the birthing process, but it's about getting in touch with yourself.
Yeah. Cause in meditation, what happens is all sorts of conversation starts to pop up within you. You become more aware of whatever fears you might have. You know, you become more aware of that monkey mind, all that chatter.
Monkey mind, I love it.
Yeah, and so during meditation, you might realize, oh my gosh, I am terrified about blank. I'm terrified about being transferred. And then that's something you can work on, something you can talk about with your partner, something you can bring up with your doctors, your midwives, your doula, So meditation is awesome for that.
Journaling.
Yeah.
I think journaling is amazing. I think, I mean, you're...
Journaling what?
Journaling your...
What are some just examples?
Gratitude. Gratitude would be great. Just like a dump bucket, like word vomit of what you're feeling that day, what yeah. came up for you, anything, no matter where it goes, as far as like you think this is crazy. It's like if it's there, then it's time to clear it out. If you are thinking or feeling something that you don't like or you wish you weren't feeling or thinking, that means it was somewhere dormant,
yeah.
like in you. And it's important to get that out through this, yeah. through this experience.
So I'm thinking with home birth, for example, you might receive judgment from people when you share your plans. And, you know, sometimes it's you can take that personally. And so that's something that you can totally journal about. You could journal about it's frustrating that, you know, my mom is not supporting me 100%. It's frustrating that my coworkers are, you know, telling me that I hope you're safe, whatever it is. Because like what Sarah was just saying, those are things that are stirring and swirling around within you. And they can be cleared. Those things can be released. Journaling is a great way to help release some of those feelings, those thoughts, those beliefs, those stories, those emotions that aren't really going to serve you come birth time.
Yeah. What just came up for me, I don't know exactly how this ties in, but it was kind of like a little light bulb moment for me, is when babies come and babies are here, and even Maya now at a year and a half, nothing they do or the way they act is personal.
Yeah.
They are just being how they know to be and what they're expected to do and show up as. And so from their perspective, you could make this stretch of an argument that they're just here and trusting that you know what you're doing and that you've done all the things that you need to do within yourself to take care of them. They're not worried about like how you're managing your stress. They're not worried about how you are yeah. busting down fears or loving yourself. Like that's not an active concern for them. So do that because they're going to show up how they're going to show up. And then once they do get into that space of now we are moving into the territory of with Maya of being a lot more aware of things and like she watches us constantly. And
yeah,
so now moving into that space, I feel confident in how I relate to myself and how I love myself that I can model that for her. So doing that work, even preconception, doing all of this, what we're talking about, preconception is great too.
Oh, I'd say amazing.
Even better.
Yeah,
and then doing it through pregnancy so that in 10 years, I'm not having to backtrack and figure out who the hell I am and what matters to me and what I care about. Cause all I've known and done and been is Maya's mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to diminish that at all. Like when people say I'm just a mom or whatever, that bothers me, or not just a mom, but, like, there's a totality to you. There's, you know, so all of that. So yeah, meditation, journaling, being a part of a community of women, whether that's, you know, pregnant friends, utilizing those appointments with your midwife. If you are going midwifery practice, you more than likely have like an hour appointment every time you see them. Once you get through the vitals and like babies, this, you know, the measurements and the heartbeats, talk about what you're feeling. Like use that as a therapy session. Take yeah. advantage of their wisdom, knowledge, experience, and like soak that up and
yeah.
use this as like your personal therapy for the next however many months.
And just talk about what's coming up.
Exactly.
Both of you, you know, mama and partner.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I loved most about the midwife experience versus the OB experience. 5 to 15, not 5 minutes. He was there longer than that. Like 15 minutes, maybe.
Maybe,
tops,
yeah.
10 to 15 minutes tops with the OB. And it was all like how things were progressing and yada, yada. Versus an hour with the midwives. Oh my gosh, you just get to know them. You could talk to them. So take advantage of that.
Yeah. And you were included in the process too. It's a family center type of thing. Like you are let in on what's going on and you're asked questions as well. And
yeah.
all of that.
Yeah. They ask those questions. How was sharing with your family?
Right. Right.
Like that was awesome. You know, talking about us choosing home birth and sharing that with the family. And they're so wise. They are so wise. It doesn't matter how many births they've done, whether it's dozens or hundreds. There's so much wisdom with those, you know, those practitioners. And you really get to tap into that when you're in those appointments. And so I love them. I love midwives. I can't say that enough. All right. What other self stuff? We talked about meditation, journaling, being in a community, asking questions.
Yeah. Aside from doing the things that you just love and make you feel great too, only for the purest reason that they make you feel great, definitely a time to maximize on that. I'm going to throw in there, because it's what I do, you work with a coach or a lifestyle coach or a life coach, a women empowerment coach, something like me or like whoever, I don't care, but have that one-on-one thing with a person dedicated to your journey, your process, your growth, because we all need coaches. Yeah. You know, you need a coach in birth, in life as well. So I'd say that. And if you, that doesn't work for you right now or whatever, listen to empowering material, read empowering material too, yeah, as well. Listen to my podcast, the Balance and Motherhood podcast. Go check out the resources on my website. I would say those are fantastic inner work actions to take.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the more at peace, the more understanding you can gain around yourself, it just really helps everything. It just helps you.
So well said.
Yeah, you just show up powerfully, show up with confidence, you know, moving through fears or just relating to fears. Like, fears are fine. It's okay to have fears. It's just how do you move through them? How do you experience them?
Yeah.
You know, like, we do public speaking, you and I, and that makes me fearful. I get nervous and anxious, but it's the difference between being paralyzed by it and running from it versus, you know, mustering up the confidence in myself or in yourself to just to go into it and step through it. All of that is inner work. The ability to do that, the ability to show up for something despite feeling uncomfortable, despite being anxious, despite being nervous, despite being afraid, all of that has to do with inner work. It has nothing to do, okay, it has less to do with your power outfit or, you know, your great haircut than it does the work you've done on yourself.
Yeah.
And so with birth, there's just things that come up that make you fearful, that make you nervous, that, you know, just bring those feelings of anxiety. And your ability to find peace and be okay with it, even though you're feeling afraid, all of that has so much to do with the work that you put in on yourself.
And I'm going to, this will be my final thought on this. You know, sometimes as you get into the space of preparing to be a mom, and that's kind of the one focus that you're having, if you need a motivation to be a better mom, or that's what you're thinking about, you're going to have this tiny human that you are essentially a guide and an advocate for a period of time when they can't do that for themselves. And so to do that, to be an effective, powerful, loving advocate and guide for another human being, you need to be those things for yourself first. You absolutely need to be. So if that's the motivation that gets you in the door of like being a better mom or being a better person for this little human is to work on yourself, great. Take that, run with it, and then see over time how that becomes just your pure form of expression and desire is to be your fullest self, to feel your best, because you realize when you do those things, you're a great mom also.
Yeah, and it makes the experience more fun.
And worthwhile and yeah, it's just magical like, and
yeah, more enjoyable. You know, it makes the experience more enjoyable. And I can say that from a person who has been crippled by fear, paralyzed by self-judgment, all of that stuff. I spent so many years in my own way. And the work that I've done has just changed my life. And I know, Sarah, you yourself, you know, the places that you've come from, the things that you've experienced and the diagnosis that you've had that you've, you know, been able to heal and shift. I mean, your life experience is dramatically different. And that's why at the top of this episode, we mentioned, you know, there's going to be supplies and there's going to be ambiance things we talk about. However, the stuff that we believe, this is our opinion, right? The stuff that we believe truly matters is the work that we do together and the work that we do as individuals. And what was really great, you mentioned the Bloom event yesterday. That panel of experts would agree, yeah, right? Like that panel of experts. I remember the chiropractor. I forgot her name. But she's like, yeah, you'll, the bag will be by the door and that's fine. But then are you doing the work on yourself? Because it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll throw in there, her name was Dr. Jamie Michael.
Jamie Michael.
Family Chiropractic.
Yes. Here in Atlanta. Dr. Jamie Michael.
Yes.
So that's it. And I totally think we could do another episode.
I'm excited. I'm like, oh, what can we do? What can we create? So I'm like, muhaha, rubbing my
Yeah, because we like to go. We like to go deep.
We do indeed. Thank you for having this conversation with me. I think it was awesome. And fun fact, you guys, our dogs have been in here the whole time with us, just sleeping and snoring off in the corner, and they're so cute.
They're awesome, especially because one of them used to have terrible gas, and now it's been fixed, and she's great.
Thank all the powers that be.
Because they wouldn't be here if
they would not be in this room, because we would be passed out. Okay. Thank you guys so much. If you have any feedback on any of the stuff that we talked about or questions, whatever, hit us up. Instagram at DIAH podcast, or you can email us hello@DIAH.com. Anything else? Final words? Final wisdom for the week?
Just go be awesome. Go love on yourself. Go love on each other. You're fantastic and you got this.
I dig that. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Quick note about the Doing It at Home podcast. Matthew and I are not doctors or medical professionals, and nothing we say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. If you have medical or health-related questions, please take them to a trained professional. We're here simply to entertain you with stories and conversations about pregnancy, birth, and parenthood.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved. Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.